There was huge reaction to an interview that Stephen actually did last year on Nolan Live with BBC Northern Ireland's sportsman Stephen Watson. Stephen revealed his need for a new kidney and that he was on dialysis four times a week. That was back in February. He discovered that he needed to replace a kidney that his dad had actually given him in a life-saving transplant operation while he was making the TV programme Life on the List. And that was, of course, about the pioneering work undertaken at Belfast City Hospital's renal unit. Now, Stephen explained at the time why he wanted to talk about organ donation on Nolan Live.
By me coming on your show tonight, which is, you know, it's got the biggest audience, the biggest show in the country, to highlight organ donation, to make people aware that, you know, people are walking in off the street donating kidneys. And if I come on here tonight and people understand that it's quite straightforward to give a kidney, and some of those patients in the dialysis unit can actually get a kidney and get their life back, then this will have made this all worthwhile for me.
The interview, of course, got a lot of you talking about organ donation. That was, Stephen said, one of the main reasons he wanted to do it. One of those was John, and he got in touch with us. Good morning to you, John.
Hey, Vinny, how are you?
Not too bad. We should say, of course, that Stephen Watson, he has since had an operation, so he's hopefully on the mend. Tell me what made you want to get in touch.
Basically, it was that interview, Vinny. I watched the Stephen Nolan show, and I was so just thrown back by the interview carried out by Stephen Watson. That it really made me think. Never knew you could do this, and it just sparked an interest, and I put my name forward for it. So just that interview just more or less kick-started it for me, and I made the initial contact and took it from there.
Who did you contact?
Belfast City Hospital there, the kidney unit up there. Made the application, and for the next 6-7 months during that period of time, I had numerous interviews, tests to make sure I was fit for myself and my kidney was fit for the transplant, and if it could be a match, and it all went to plan. And on the 11th of December, I donated my kidney. So it was.
That's incredible. Like you said, it comes out in one sentence, but on the 11th of December.
Yep.
Literally, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, three weeks ago, past our Wednesday, 11th of December, I donated my kidney, and I'm making steady progress from that, you know.
I don't know what to ask you, because it's such an incredible, selfless thing to do.
That interview from Stephen Watson just really, really, it just made me really sit down and think. You know, I mean, I have been a healthy man, never had any major injuries as that was. So yeah. I thought, wow, this. You mean, if I can do it, I want to give somebody a better chance, better live life.
But you know, the point I'm trying to make, John, is we all know that. We all, you know, everyone that's healthy and that could donate, we all know what we could do, but most of us, we just don't. It's maybe through selfish reasons, it's maybe through fear.
Could be. I was just at a time in my life, I thought, yeah, I think I can do this. My family's all up.
What age are you?
Recently retired from work, and I thought, right, I mean, I want to give something back. I want to give somebody a better chance to live in. And I thought, but I can do this. So I went for it. I think the interview that Stephen Watson took with Stephen Nolan that day with the surgeon, and the way they explained stuff just really made me think, wow, what a bloke, interview, and what just made me really decide to go for it, and I went for it.
It just made you realize the gift you could give to somebody else, to a total stranger.
You mean the support I received from that the unit up there from start to finish was unbelievable. You know what I mean? There was two coordinators who sort of took me through the whole setup and what was going to happen to me, and procedures and tests were fantastic. And that whole team by Dr. Courtney, the surgeon, really, 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 really very impressive. I couldn't ask for more, you mean, and what really made, it's funny, coincidental, directly after that interview with Stephen Watson, I think the following week, Dr. Courtney came on to be interviewed by Stephen, and she said the response was tremendous from the public, and then directly after that, Channel 5 done a live kidney operation, transplant between fans done, and it's ringing a watch, just more or less build up my own information, knowledge, what was to expect. And when I seen it, I went, wow, that's something else.
It didn't frighten you. It didn't make you
go ahead and do stuff.
It's what made you more determined when you saw what would actually happen.
Yeah. Well, I seen the operation and I seen the better quality of life that the it was the son receiving his kidney from his father.
Yeah.
Once I seen that, and I seen the way the son was responding after the kidney, it just made me think, well, this is really going to improve somebody's life.
Yeah.
If I can give somebody that better chance of living, superb. I go for it.
And again, and that's an incredible gift that father gave to his son. But I guess in my head you can understand that because you think, well, that's his child. So do you know anything about the person that received your kidney?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I was due to go in for my operation, and Stephen, I remember saying to my wife that I haven't seen Stephen Watson on the TV, and maybe he's had his transplant. And a week before I went in for the operation, on came Stephen Watson to talk about just having his operation and just to see the improvement in him and what he was talking about.
Do you know, John, where your kidney has gone?
Yeah. Sorry, say that again, Vinny.
Do you know anything about where your kidney has gone?
No, I don't. I mean, that was made quite clear to me that it was anonymous, and if a person wants to contact me, they can contact me. But what I did ask them for is that if they could let me know if the transplant, them received my kidney went well, and it did. So I'm hoping praying that person is as good or is getting better as much as what Stephen Watson appeared to be.
So they can get in touch with you if they want.
They can through the Belfast City Hospital the kidney, you know, they can get in touch with me if they wish. But that's one of the things that you realise that you mean you have to more or less if the person does fine, if they don't, you have to accept that. You have to get that in your head, which I did that. I know I'm giving anonymous, and that person's gonna. If they want to contact me, I'm here. If they don't, that's
would you like to meet them?
Sorry.
Would you like to meet them?
If they wanted to meet me, certainly yes. But again, pressure wise on them, it'd be totally up to them. You know what I mean? It's because I just want to give that person something to live for.
Yeah.
If they want to thank me, fair enough. But Vinny, can I tell you one story? When I was in the hospital directly after operation, there was a guy directly across from me who had received a kidney from an anonymous donor, and I could talk to him, and he basically told me about what it had done for him and improvement in his life, and even spoke to his family, and they were completely over the moon because they never ever thought that this guy would ever get a kidney because they didn't get a match for him. But so I'm sort of thinking, wow, if this guy's like that, I wonder what I'm obviously thinking my person who's seen my kidney is probably in the same mold. And he finished off, and when he left the day before me, he handed me this card, and I went, oh my God. So when I opened it up, can I read this out to you?
Yeah.
And it sort of summed everything up for me here. And he said, and his card, he just said, thank you very much for donating your kidney to make a family so happy. It will honestly mean so much to the person who receives it and their whole family. Thank you again. And I was just blown away by that. I totally blown away. And you could see the appreciation that guy was looking at me by saying, you've done something good to give someone, you mean. And it really sank in then, you know what I mean? I mean, the things, you mean, you sit back and you say to himself, somebody's out there and is going to have a better quality of life.
Yeah.
And super. And I know the response. I mean, I'm one of many people who've done it this year. From that interview, and I have to again thank the Stephen Nolan Show. That show highlighted what you could do, and if your interview with me today highlights somebody sitting there listening, saying, "I think I could do that. I might apply for it. I might go for it." Because at the end of the day, Vinny, I didn't know why my kidney would be fit for purpose. If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you do a lot of tests before they say, "Yeah, your kidney's good, and you're fit to get this operation, away you go for it." So that's basically it in a nutshell.
I've just because I'm very curious, what age are you?
I'm 60. I'm coming 62.
And what did your family think when you told them this is what you wanted to do? Because obviously there must be some health implications for you.
No. To be honest, the only thing that really they've made me suggest and say is to make sure you keep your weight down. So because with one kidney, if you become overweight, it can lead to maybe higher blood pressure or the complications. But you mean I'm set at a weight now that I lost a stone or two that was good for me to just get myself down to that level that they thought was good for one kidney. But one kidney works fine. So that's, you mean, I obviously had to research and look into it, spoke to my wife. Sure. My wife has been very supportive through both the whole process and after the operation, because I have to keep it, have to be very careful as regards what left and what I don't left and all that sort of stuff, in case I do more damage. But they've told me within 12 weeks you'll be back to normal and you'll be flying. So,
well, listen, stay in touch with us, John, and if you wouldn't mind coming back on the programme maybe later on this year. I think it's incredible what you've done. You've essentially given someone a second chance at life, and I think we could all learn a lot from you. You know, it really is incredible.
Oh, you mean, yeah, you mean it's you mean it's beginning to sink in with me now. You know, obviously I've thought about it, and the more time, every time I see Stephen Watson, you mean, I can't believe, every time I look,
he'll be watching the sport.
Doing the show, I think, my God, you mean, he's come on so much. The person who hopefully has got my kidneys in the same, doing the same response and getting a better life. You know, when you see people that's gone through the dialysis and you realise how rough they're getting, they can get a kidney that's going to improve. It really makes it opened my eyes massively, you know, and I can't say something no more than that, you know.
Listen, John, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on.
Before you go, can I ask you something?
Yes.
I have three or four granddaughters who are very unicorn mad as such, and I know you were talking yesterday about you have a unicorn, so teddy bears or something.
Oh, we're getting they're actually flamingo.
Flamingo, so
they're pink flamingos. They haven't arrived yet, but John, I think given the fact you give a stranger a kidney, we can give you a couple of Nolan Show flamingo teddies.
I'd be grateful, Vinny. I'd be grateful.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, no problems, Vinny.